SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Integrated Operation and Control Center pilot to be implemented in Montego Bay, and we'll share the intricacies of cutter making in glimpses of Jamaica. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development will be implementing an Integrated Operation and Control Center IOC pilot project in Montego Bay, St. James. The center will comprise a fully equipped monitoring room that will be operated by government experts in the areas of traffic, crime, and disaster management.
Today's workshop is to provide the feedback for the final report for the design of the IOCC to be submitted in February. And after that, we expect to move to the implementation stage. And we're going to lean heavily on the IDB to assist in that stage.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott speaking at a recent workshop at the St. James Parish Council. The pilot will be implemented in 3 phases, with Phase 1 concentrating on downtown Montego Bay, Phase 2 on the Greater Montego Bay area, and Phase 3 will entail expansion of the system. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica has reported a GDP growth of 0.5% in the September 2013 quarter, following a decline of 0.2% for the preceding quarter. The country's debt ratio is also on a downward trend. This means Jamaica is moving closer to achieving the goals of Vision 2030. To find out more about the country's progress, go to vision2030.gov.jm. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence. And you may have heard of a cutter, used by many Jamaicans to make transporting loads more bearable. But just in case you haven't, here is Mass Body from Mosquito Hill, St. Elizabeth, explaining the ins and outs of cutter making.
No, yeah, yeah, no. Like you carry on some load and so you pull the cutter now, like how you make iron. You see the banana tree, you know, you cut the band part then. Leaf part in there. And when you cut it now, you take your hand, you fold it just like how you make a cutter. Like you make a cutter to carry water or anything. And then you take now the cutter staff one now and take your wrap over it now until you know you get the right height where you want it. Like, you know, when you have a car, do it on. Every man in here, I know, man, that's me, because I set up one, you know. All right, you know me, me body, but you're right near me, near Everton Lennon.
Maybe one day Mass Body will be able to share his cutter making skills with us. But until then, why don't you share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us? To do so, simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Do remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.